Episode 79, The Final Discussion. Hey guys, it's David here, and welcome to another Ordering Chaos discussion. This is actually the last Ordering Chaos discussion that I'm having on this podcast, and I'm joined by one of my original guest stars on this show, and I think the first episode you were on was like episode 9 or something, but I'll let him introduce himself here.
Hey guys, it's Will, Sedatives, No Mercy, whatever you want to call me.
And today we're going to be talking about just anything and everything related to Ordering Chaos. First of all, we should talk about recipes that Game Off has not released yet again this week. Like every single week, we are waiting for them to release one of the three recipes that we need, and that's either T3, the Fragment recipe for essences, and the Unknown Tomorrow stuff, and they have still yet to release any of those. And AGL has been out for like 2 weeks now, and they still haven't released T3, even though most people have like 5 out of 6, and a lot more people are starting to get 6 out of 6 now.
I ranted about it a little bit today on the forums that we have. MZL's been out for, what, month and a half now?
Yeah.
And Fragments and Any Unknown Tomorrow is pretty much junk right now. There is absolutely no use for it right now because you can't craft the Fragments into essence yet.
Yeah.
And you can't craft the Unknown Tomorrow into the trinkets or the rings or the actual accessories yet. So all they're doing is taking up bag space right now. A lot of these players are starting to run out of a lot of bag space. Like, they're going to need to add more bag space if they want us to keep all of our old gear. Because between having 2 sets for dungeons, 2 sets for PvP, all of your mech gears, all of your essence, all of your fragments, all your pots, all your scrolls, there's a lot that you have to keep in your bag now, and people are starting to run out, and I just don't understand why it's so hard for them to release the actual recipes, because right now, other than farming for, you know, a few epics, there isn't much of a point in doing dungeons anymore.
Yeah, that's true. The whole point of crafting T3 is so that we can do dungeons better, and I'm guessing that they might just not release these recipes until there is another dungeon, and then since we already have all the T3 blues from these 2 dungeons, there's probably going to be T4 blues in the next one. So once we get our epic T3, we're going to be ready for the next dungeon, but then there's going to be T4 drops in there as well. So it's like basically obsolete.
Yeah, that's the nature of MMOs, though. You know, it's just, it's an ongoing cycle. But I do think they'll be released earlier than the next dungeon, that's for sure.
Okay, I hope so.
Because all the stuff is there. They just have to press a button and it's, you know, going to be in the game. What they're waiting to do is they're trying to milk us for all of our runes to buy the accessories, and then to buy the T3 before they release the fragment recipe, is my best guess.
Yeah, I think they're seeing, like, how many people are buying runes, and then once, like, the amount on average goes down, then they'll release the recipes, because they'll see that people aren't really buying into the runes anymore. So
yeah, in case you haven't noticed, for the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, Essence of Epoch were 20% off,
mm-hmm.
and I think everyone was buying them, because for the past 2 weeks now, they've been 12% off.
Yeah.
In the store. So, I mean, they're just, they're definitely a corporation. They're trying to make their dollars where they can, but I just wish they'd give us something to try and progress towards dungeon-wise.
Yeah. And I also wish that they'd add more content than just dungeons, because like I said with the Epic T3, once we have that, I mean, we can basically do the 2 dungeons we already have easily. But I wish that we'd have something else to do in the game, like, for example, Shadow Prince back in the day. That was so fun to do, and to get the materials for the trinkets. I wish there was some sort of thing in the world that we could do with our epic gear, like, such as maybe more world bosses or something, that would really make it all worthwhile, like buying all these runes for essences and dungeoning all day and having no bag space.
Speaking of world bosses,
yeah,
I don't know how many of you guys know this, but the world bosses have a chance now to drop Unknown Tomorrow items.
Oh, really?
So there is actually something to do with your epic gear once you get it, but that's just get more epic gear, I suppose. But, I mean, the world bosses do drop mech gears and Unknown Tomorrow, so they're still useful. It's just not too many people know that, so not too many people are still doing them anymore.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of mech gears, I really don't see, like, the point of doing the mech dailies anymore. Like, those were obsolete once we had the first dungeon. So we have a bunch of dailies there that everyone was doing for, like, a month or so, and now they're just obsolete. So I wish they'd add more dailies for not mech gears, but for something else. And also, as we were talking about with bag space, I have, like, an entire page in my chest with the mech gears because they're so easy to get and you get so many of them, and I just wish that Gameloft would have made it so they're like souls and they'd appear in your character screen thing and wouldn't have to take up so much bag space. That's really annoying.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And the thing about the mech gears is, at least according to OAC Head, all of the recipes are cheap enough that you don't really need to worry about having too many mech gears. So you're right, the dailies are pretty useless unless they up the cost of the recipes.
Yeah, I don't even pick up mech gears from dungeons anymore because, I mean, I've looked at the prices for the recipes and I have well over the amount that I need for all of my T3 and unknown stuff. But, I probably have enough for, like, the next update as well with the new content coming out. Also, you talked about the Unknown Tomorrow stuff, and I actually noticed that the drop rate for that increased in MZL. And I've seen, I think, like, 4 different pieces of Unknown Tomorrow drop within, like, 3 tabs of me using. So I think they did increase the drop rate for those as well.
Well, then maybe they'll release the Unknown Tomorrow stuff next week.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just trying to give us all a chance to gear up. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, before, like, I hadn't seen those drop a lot, and I had the 3 pieces that I had, the necklace, ring, and trinket for a long time before I saw another piece, and I was thinking that, like, probably a lot of people didn't have those, so if the Unknown Tomorrow recipes were released, not everyone would be able to upgrade because they don't have the pieces. So I think Gameloft's trying to help us out for once, and try to get people to get those Unknown Tomorrow stuff now so that if they do release the recipes soon, then more people will be able to upgrade immediately.
I agree, and that's also smart because that'll make them money.
Yeah.
Because if they don't release the fragment recipe, it does cost Essence of Epoch to create your Unknown Tomorrow stuff. So.
Yeah.
So on a completely different note than dungeons, because we've been going on for a while about that, PvP. I've been doing a lot of world PvP recently, and it's pretty fun. There are a lot of Sins running around, as usual. But the game is really, really starved of actual PvP anymore, because arenas are still super buggy. The leaderboards are still messed up, because people can farm for their rating.
Yeah.
It needs some real PvP. And on the forums, about 2 or 3 months ago, Gameloft actually did state that they had plans for PvP Battlegrounds. They weren't sure when they were going to implement them. And then about last month, when this update was released, in the question and answer segment, some people asked about PvP. And Mary said that PvP is not going to change this update, but next update will be one of the biggest PvP updates ever. And if you look on OAC Head, there's a bunch of new items for level 70 that are pretty much identical to the level 60 epics, except they have, you know, better stats. And I'm thinking that maybe this coming update is going to be the PvP Battleground update. That's where you're going to be able to merge your old 60 PvP gear with your new 70 blue PvP gear for a certain amount of battleground points, and that's how you're going to be able to get the new epic PvP gear.
So, what if people don't have the level 60 PvP gear? Do they have to go back and get that?
Well, they probably would, yes, but they made it easy enough that you can get the entire set without PvP tabbing in under a week.
Okay.
It's the same price as it was before the 70 update, except now your cap is a lot higher for PvP.
Okay. I mean, I'd like them to do that, where they combine the 60 with the 70 gear, but what we've seen with all of the T1, T2, T3 gear from dungeons is that they've never done that, and it seems like our T1 and T2 gear from dungeons are not going to be used for anything. I mean, I could be wrong about that. They could be planning to merge it together, so I'm not exactly sure if they would do that with PvP gear too, but...
Yeah, the only reason I'm saying that, I wouldn't normally say that, it's because if you look on OAC Head, the items seem so similar. And also, in-game now, in Greenmont, there's a board that gives you a quest. And the quest says, I don't remember it verbatim, but it says something along the lines of, don't throw away your old gear.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I'm thinking they're going to do something with the 60 gear. Maybe you can just trade it in for points for the new gear, but it's your old gear is still going to be slightly useful somehow.
Yeah, that's true. So that could be an accurate theory. And that'd be really cool because, I mean, they've basically neglected all the PvP players for the past year, and they added that blue 6 out of 6 PvP T2 stuff. But they never added a way to make it epic, so this could be a way to do it. And most of the people who do PvP already have, like, 6 out of 6 T1 anyways.
I'm just worried that they're gonna mess it up somehow. If you're doing Battlegrounds, there's definitely gonna be some way for them to make runes off of you. I don't know how. Maybe there's gonna be a Battleground cap, something along those lines. But I'm just worried they're gonna make it either too much pay-to-play, more so than PvP should be, or they're going to make it too buggy, too glitchy, and it's not going to work.
Yeah. And I think some people probably don't know exactly what Battlegrounds are. So can you explain, like, what exactly you'd want in a Battleground in Order and Chaos?
Well, considering Order and Chaos is the mobile version of World of Warcraft, The Battlegrounds in World of Warcraft, it's pretty much like World PvP, except there are two giant teams.
Yeah.
And you're placed on one of those teams, like 10, 12 players, and there's, you know, capture the flag or that kind of thing in a enclosed area, kind of like an arena, but a lot larger. And I'm assuming there's only going to be one mode, but there could be, you know, capture the flag, team deathmatch, whatever. But it's pretty much like an arena in a lot larger of an area where you can respawn and more players.
Okay. So what would have to happen with that is GameOff would finally have to remove the 4-player team limit. And that would be interesting as well, because then they could finally add raids too. And we could have like 12-person raids. But I don't know if they're going to do that or not.
It all depends, really. I keep worrying about this for PvP. The fact that now, with, you know, Viggle and that kind of thing, I don't think Viggle works in arenas anymore. But back, you know, last update when it did, the top 50 people had to be Viggling, or else they would not be up in the top 50 leaderboard. So I just don't want it to be a pay-to-win kind of game for PvP. There should be an even playing ground, and it should be skill-based, not gear or money-based.
I mean, yeah, it should be, but I think GameOff is always going to find a way to make money from things. So I think that the best thing for them to do is to make it so that you can pay for PvP arenas, but it doesn't really give you an advantage. It just helps you do more or something.
Like the tabs that we have now.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most of the stuff in-game right now is actually okay, in my opinion, to be selling, just because it does what a pay-to-play game should be, not what a pay-to-win game should be, And that is that you can spend a lot of time working towards something, or you can pay a specific amount of money and skip all that work. I'm not saying that's right, but that's a lot better than just paying money and being able to beat everything.
The only exception to that is the lotto, where you automatically get epics if you just spend like 30 runes or something.
Yeah, but even that, I mean, it is annoying, I will admit, but it's no different than, you know, somebody who's barely geared going into the new dungeon for the first time, barely squeaking through and getting an epic dropped.
Yeah, that's true.
They should make epics a little bit easier to get, maybe a 5% drop rate instead of the 0.02 that they are, but there should be some form of requirement to get into this new dungeon, because green level 70 quest gear is not really that acceptable to me compared to those people that spent, you know, days, weeks working on their T2 epics, trying to give them an edge for the future update so they can gear up faster. And when that future update came, they're gearing up no faster than people with green quest gear.
Yeah, I agree. And there's one way they could fix this, and it's similar to how we upgraded our lava epics. So let's say there's a Frostlun dungeons, and they have like frost weapons that you can upgrade.
And then the frost cores would drop?
Yeah, and so you'd have to actually work to get an epic, and maybe it'd just be like frost blues, and then you have to get like frost cores in order to make it epic. So then you would actually have to work in the dungeon and not just get lucky the first time to get an epic.
I agree. And I do think that one of the best things to come into this game was when they actually did sell the epics for souls, because that meant that those people that spent so many tabs and so much time trying to farm for those epics and they would not drop, because it is pretty much it's pretty much an epic lottery every time you step up into a dungeon.
Yeah.
I think it was really cool that if you worked hard enough, you could get that epic even if you didn't actually get it to drop because you weren't lucky.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure if the lotto came out before or after that, but since then we haven't had anything like that where you can use souls to buy epics. I think they just abandoned that with the lottery and made it so you can just pay money and get the epics instead of actually working.
Well, now actually it requires both. It requires you to work to get your mech gears and then to pay money to get your Essence of Epoch, and then you use both of those items to get new gear.
Yeah, true.
And it's becoming too much of a pay-to-play game. I would much rather have them just throw on a, you know, $20 a year subscription and not have Essence in the rune store. I think that was the turning point of this game, when they put Essence in the rune store.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Do you think that, like, Gameloft has noticed how many people are getting refunds and are, like, punishing us for it and charging more for everything?
I don't think that they can tell exactly how many. I think they understand that people are getting refunds.
Yeah.
But the thing about that is, it sounds like a lot of people are getting these refunds because they're very vocal about it on the forums.
True.
And on Glassboard and such. But in reality, the number of people that buy runes for this game is crazy big. Lots of money goes into runes. And if 5% of that money comes back out of Gameloft's pocket for refunds, that's just a loss of 5% out of 100%. I mean, that's not something that'll get them worried. I think the reason that they're increasing the prices on everything now is because they realize that people will buy it. That's basic marketing. If you have a shirt and someone else will buy that shirt for $100, you're not going to charge $5 for it. You're going to charge $100. So they're starting to realize how addictive MMORPGs can be to some people and how much they're actually willing to pay for in-game items.
Yeah, and I thought it was pretty funny. One guy on Glassboard said he got 15 refunds for a $100 purchase.
Oh, Sinister?
Yeah.
Calling you out, Sinister. And I think he's on his 20-something now.
Wow.
There are some people that are getting a bunch of refunds, but again, it's just another wave in the ocean, I guess you could say.
All right, what's the next topic we're going to talk about?
So we already went over the new dungeons, the new PvP.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back into dungeons for just a little bit here.
All right.
I don't know if this is a topic we've already discussed, but during the first week of an update, a lot more epics are actually dropping. It seems like there's a lot higher of a drop rate. More people are running the dungeon because it is the first week, but there are just so many epics. And then after that first week, after the maintenance goes on, the drop rate seems to drop down a ton. I might have seen one epic since the first week, but in that first week, I saw like three.
Yeah, and I don't know what GameOff is counting on there, because most people can figure out the dungeon within a day, and then they're already hardcore farming it, so a lot of the pro people are already getting epics within like the first 3 days or something.
What else? I mean, this update is kind of drawing to a close. All we're lacking right now is those three recipes.
Yeah.
And as soon as they release those three, there isn't too much else in this update that they can release.
Yeah, and as you said, I think probably the next update will be a PvP-oriented one, so we might have a long wait before the next dungeon.
Yeah, we will probably have a long wait before the next update. Although, I will say, as aggravating as it is waiting for these recipes, I'm a lot happier the way they released this update, which is slowly over time, compared to old updates. I like how there is a chance for every player, if they work hard enough, to actually gear up without spending too much money slowly throughout the update, instead of those players who have, what, 2,000 runes, and when the update first drops, they get everything new in the update, and the update's over for them within a week.
Yeah, that's true, but I mean, at the same time, if they had released MZL and AGL at the same time, I would probably try them both out, but then I'd realize that MZL is the one that I need to be running, because I still need my boots, and I mean, I can't really talk, because a lot more people need epics than monks, but for the most part, most people are doing MZL anyways, even with AGL out, so I don't think it'd make a difference if both of them came out at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. I think it'd be a lot better also if they did kind of a half and half and released half the good epics in one dungeon and half the good ones in the other, instead of like all the main hands, two-handed weapons in MZL, and then all of the offhand weapons with not that good stats in the other
mage
dungeon.
Epic.
Like the orb, mage orb, that is the biggest joke of an item for mages ever. It's
has
like 14 spell hit, something wisdom. It's horrible.
I need spell crit to survive.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We should probably try and find a way to link that in your video so people can actually see what we're talking about.
All right. You guys can look in the description below. It's a really funny video. It was made by Shelly.
What else is there to talk about?
I have no idea.
If there had been something in the maintenance today, then maybe, but yet again, just another small change in Nick's shop, and that's about all that this maintenance has brought.
So, just as like a general question, how long do you think people are going to stay addicted to ordering chaos before they just finally give up on it?
I don't think people are ever going to fully give up on order and chaos.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes, you know, life interferes. It has a tendency to do that. And people are going to have to take a break, or they're not going to be motivated to log on, or for whatever reason. But for every one hardcore player that goes out, there are another two that are looking through the App Store and going, hey, this looks like a fun game. Let's try it. Until there is a bigger, better MMO on the App Store or the marketplace, whatever your device is,
yeah,
I don't think that Order and Chaos is going to die out. Until it has competition, it's not going to go anywhere, especially because people have spent so much time and money on their tunes. It's not going to be that easy for everyone to just log out and say, I'm done, after spending, you know, what, $250 over the past 2 years on your tune.
But if the game does start to drive people away, do you think it'll be attributed to the amount of money that they have to spend and they just can't take it anymore, or just boredom due to the content, or maybe just like it's too much of a time sink for them? What do you think it's going to be?
I think it's definitely going to be the money. It is already very clear what route they're going. It was ever since, as I said before, they released Essence. But those Essence that they released, while we were complaining about them then, the Essence now are like, what, 40 runes per Essence? And you need like, what, 8 Essence to make one piece of T3?
Yeah, you need 27 total.
Yeah, so I don't want to do the math for that, but 27 times 40, that is a lot of runes and a lot of money to be dropping into any game, but a app at that, a $7 app. And I just, it's becoming too monetized.
Yeah, and I agree. I don't think that people are going to get bored of the game, because, I mean, after these 2 years, there's been a lot of lack of content updates, and that could have drove people to boredom, but people never get bored of this game. I mean, it's just too addictive. So yeah, I agree. I think it's also going to be the amount of money that we have to spend. And this is probably the biggest update that we've had to spend the most amount of money, because these essences are just getting crazy now. And I wish that Gameloft would just make it so you don't have to buy essences next update, but I mean, we all know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, the thing is, their selling point, their defense right now, is that they're saying, you know, oh, you don't have to buy essence. You can go through dungeons and roll for them. But right now, whole essence seem like an epic drop.
Yeah.
I have not seen one in a very long time after a lot of tabbing.
Hmm.
And the fragments are still useless currently.
Yeah.
So there is the only way to get essence right now, other than maybe one every week of hardcore farming, like 3 or 4 tabs a day, is to buy them. Just flat out buy them.
I mean, I wish that Gameloft would just make it so that we only have to buy one thing, and that would be tabs, because if we all bought tabs and essences dropped every single run or something, or not essences, like essences or fragments every single run, then I think that would be fair, because then it's just dependent on the number of tabs you use, and that would show how much time you use to run the dungeons. But buying essences proves nothing, and it's just really stupid to me.
I agree. I honestly just wish they would give you a bigger chance to compete with the people with a giant checkbook in-game. Because right now, those people that are spending all that money are the ones with all the epics, because they can buy the epic accessories, and then they just have enough money to just farm tabs 24/7. And the people who play this game as a pastime, not a, I want to say full-time job, but it's not a full-time job, of course.
Yeah.
But just, you know, these people that are addicted and playing almost 24/7, I agree they should have an advantage, but people have to remember that this is a casual MMO. This is an app, and apps are meant to be casual. They're meant to be picked up, played for 10 minutes, and dropped. But with this game, in 10 minutes, you really can't accomplish much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
It has become a big time sink, and I'm okay with it being a big time sink, but I'm not okay with it being a time sink and then you having to also drop so much money into it for you to have any chance of advancing in-game.
Yeah, and I think my biggest complaint about dungeons is the exhaust system, and the old way it was really good, where it was based on the amount of time you're actually in the dungeon, and now Gameloft gets to decide how many times you get to run per tab. And what if they decide that you only get one run for 100 exhaust someday? That would just not be fair at all. So I think they need to bring it back to how it was before, where it's based on the amount of time you're actually in. Or they just at least double the exhaust tab and make it like 200 or something.
I agree. They do need to revamp the exhaust system. Right now, 40 exhaust, which is what these two new dungeons are, they're both 40, is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Because you only have 100, so that's 3 runs. So that's what, you know, 3 runs in, let's call it 40 minutes, including, you know, a wipe or two there. 3 runs in like 40, 45 minutes. That won't do very much for you now, because the essence and the fragments and the unknown tomorrow and the actual epic drop rates are so low. If you run every single day for a year and you don't tab, there is a chance, like whoever was on your last show, that you will get epics. But that chance is crazy low compared to the people that just spend a bunch of money on tabs and a bunch of time that they put into the game to get those epics, which is fine if you want to spend the money and the time to get the epics. That's all right with me. I'm glad that the people that work harder get the bigger rewards, but at the same time, 10 runes per every 3 runs might not sound like a lot, but considering it's only 3 runs, it gets to be a lot of runes before you actually ever see an epic.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, you see so many people in the game who have old T1 or T2, but I feel like we're never going to see most people with epic T3, and that's because even the people who play, like, 24/7, a lot of them don't even have all their essences yet for T3 and for the Unknown Tomorrow stuff, because there's just so many that you need, and there's 4 people rolling on an essence or fragment, and you only have a 1 in 4 chance of getting it, and you only get 3 runs per tab, so it makes absolutely no sense to me. The only explanation is that Gameloft has finally given up on us, and they just want us to buy as much as we can.
This doesn't have much to do with anything. I just like spouting out conspiracy theories. But if you look on the Gameloft forum website, ordering Chaos used to be like the 2nd or 3rd one up. And since then, it is now at the very bottom of the list.
I know.
It is the last forum on their entire list. And I'm just wondering how long it's going to be until it is not on their list.
Yeah, and I don't even check the forum anymore because, I mean, so much work scrolling down all the way, but barely anyone posts on there anymore, and I think that was the result that they wanted for whatever reason.
Yeah, there were too many people crying about how this game was getting to be too expensive.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I mean, I'm going to throw this disclaimer out at the very end of the episode, just because right now we're pretty bored with the game because there's no real advancement in in-game content. If they had released the T3 or just one of the 3 recipes that we need, the tone of our conversation that we just had would have probably been a bit different and more exciting and more happy towards the game, towards, you know, what good is coming instead of what bad could happen.
Yeah.
So just take the whole conversation we had with a grain of salt, as we are aggravated that nothing is coming out currently.
Pretty much. I think that's pretty much it. I mean, we covered a lot of stuff. So thanks, Will, for coming on. And yeah, I guess we'll see you guys.
Never.
Never.
Never seeing you guys again.
Yeah. Alright guys, so now it's time for the question of the week. So the question of the week this week is, will you continue to play ONC? Just tell me what you think in the comments below, if you're gonna keep playing or not. Alright, so yeah, that's it for this episode, and next week I will be having the final podcast episode ever, and it's not gonna be with a guest star, but I'm basically just gonna be reflecting on season 4 and all the seasons and wrapping things up. So that may sound really boring to you, so you might not want to watch it, but if you are interested, be there next week on the 20th. Yeah, that's it for this episode, and I will see you guys next time.